We continue our journey through Perek Chelek, Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi, Aleph Amud Beis. We are on the last thin line, the last word. The Gemara here says, Reish Lakish, that's Reish Lamed, Reish Lakish Rami. Reish Lakish brings a stira, contradiction between two psukim. Ksiv Bam Iver Upiseh Hara V'Yoledes Yachdav. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu says that Hashem will, when he returns the Jewish people from the northern country, referring to Bavel, when it is the gathering of the exiles, then, and it refers to the future, he says, with them, the Iver Pisech, the blind and the lame, Hara V'Yoledes Yachdav, the woman who's pregnant and the woman who gave birth together, they're all going to return. So this refers to Tchias HaMeisim, resurrection of the dead, and there they're going to be people who are crippled and people who are blind. But then there's a pasuk in Yeshayo, Ksiv. It's written, Az Yidalei Kayal Piseach V'Taron L'Shom Ilaim. In Sefer Yeshayahu, it says that the person who is lame, who is a piseach, will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will sing. Because in the wilderness, the waters will break out, and the streams in the desert. But this indicates that that the people who are crippled will be healed. So what will it be in the future? When we are resurrected, we'll be resurrected as healthy people, or we'll be resurrected, and let's say we died and we were crippled when we died, we had certain medical ailments when we died. Many people who are old before they die, they have certain situations, medical situations. Are we going to be resurrected with those situations? Are we going to be reborn healed, or are we going to be reborn how we were in that physical state that we were before we died? So there seems to be a contradiction between two different psukim, one in Yirmiyahu, one in Yeshayahu. So Reish Lakish says, how can both be true? Om di b'mumun u'misrapim. We will rise, for the dead will rise, still afflicted with our defects, and then we're going to be healed. So what does this mean? It means, you would think that there are two different options. One option is, we're going to be resurrected from the dead in our state of injuries, and that's how we're going to be reborn. Or we're going to be reborn healthy. And actually, there's the middle position, which is we're going to be reborn with infirmities, and then we're going to be fixed. They're going to be healed. And if you think about it, maybe the real question here is, will Tchias HaMeisim, will resurrection of the dead, be a continuation of our previous existence, or will it be something new? Maybe this relates to the question of when we were born, are we going to be old or young? It could be related to this as well. The Gemara doesn't directly address that, but the question really is that when we're resurrected from the dead, are we going to be continuing our previous life? Like we were wounded before we died, or we were sick before we died, so we'll be sick, we'll be infirm when we are resurrected, or we're going to be like reborn, like a totally new person, unconnected to our previous life. So I think the point here is, the Gemara is saying, is that resurrection is continuing our previous life, because we're first going to be born, and then we're going to be healed. So we're continuing our previous life, but it'll be better, there'll be more solutions in our next life. There'll be a cure to whatever ailments we had. So it's going to be a continuation. We're going to be reborn with the infirmities, but then we're going to be healed, because that's what the next life is going to be. That's what the future life when we're resurrected is going to be like. It's going to be a continuation of our previous life, but it's going to be, the solutions will be even better. There's a second contradiction that between different psukim about the future. Ula Rabbi Ksiv. Ula brought a contradiction. In one pasuk in Yeshayahu, it says, "Bila mos lanesach mos Shem dima me'al kol padim," that Shem shall swallow death forever, and Hashem will wipe away tears from all faces. So that pasuk indicates, and from here in this pasuk in Sheo, indicates that there will not be death in the future after resurrection. And then in Yeshayahu, another pasuk in Sheo, it says, "Siv kianar ben mea shana yamus lo yeh misham od ul yamim." There will be no more infant of a few days old, and the youngest should die 100 years old. So this pasuk seems to indicate that people will die. It's just that people won't die young. First pasuk seems to say there will be no death in the future, in the after resurrection. And the second pasuk seems to say, no, that a nar who's ben me'ashana, it doesn't mean a nar who's 100 years old. So that's an interesting question, what that means. So some of the Mefarshim want to explain that with the Na'ar, that in the future, like nowadays, the Chazal tell us that until the age of 20, we're not a bar onchi, we can't be subject to punishment. But in the future, when we live longer, until 100 years, we're not going to be subject to punishment. So we're a Na'ar in that, that's what the Marsha says. He says, Lefisha Az, he says that once we're 100, at that point, we're going to be mortal, because we could die, because we're going to be Nasa Bar Onshin Kshu Ben Kuf, Kamoshe Nar Ben Chaf, who Bar Onshin Balabazet. In today's day and age, so now we're not a Bar Onshin until we're 20. In the future, we're going to be a Bar Onshin, subject to punishment when we're 100. But in any case, the first post seems to say there will be no death in the future. The second post says there will be death in the future. By the way, this is a machlokas, a famous debate between most of the Mefarshim, most notably the Ramban, and the Rambam. The Rambam is probably in the minority. The Rambam believes that in the future, in the Messianic world, and in the future after resurrection, we will die. But the Ramban, and probably most Rishonim, take the view that no, in the after resurrection, we're not going to die. Well, this Gemara brings two psukim that seem to have two different opinions when it comes to this. So the Gemara says, "Kan lo kashe kam yisrael kam ba'ov de kochavim." So Ula wants to say that the Jews are not going to die, but idolaters will die. So idolaters, or maybe non-Jews, will be resurrected, but they're still going to die. Jews will never die, but the idolaters will die. So this obviously works better with the Ramban's view as opposed to the Rambam's view. Ah, but Vovi Kochavi, my boy Hassam. So why do you need non-Jews? Why are they going to live? They're idolaters. So the Gemara said, "Dechsibahu v'amdu zarem maru tzonchem v'nei nechar ikorechem v'kormechem." That they're going to feed our flocks, and they're going to plow for us. They're going to be farmers and taking care of our vineyards. So they're going to be serving us in a sense. They're going to be serving the idolaters. Will serve the tzaddikim, the righteous people. Just to be pointed out that according to the Ramban, in the Olam Haba, the Ramban believes that Olam Haba is what's going to be in this world after resurrection, after the Mashiach comes, after resurrection, we're going to live in a physical world. We won't need to eat, won't need to drink. That's the Ramban's religious worldview when it comes to that. It's going to be a physical world, but we won't need to do such physical things. So why do we need non-Jews to plant vineyards for us and to feed our flocks? We're not going to need that. So you'd have to say, according to that opinion, that the Yad Ramah points this out, because he says that first there's going to be Yomos HaMashiach in the Messianic era, so then there will be non-Jews who will serve us, because in the Messianic era, then there will be Achil HaShtiel, there will be food and drink. But in Olam Haba, you don't need it. In the new world, when we won't need to eat or drink, so then we're not going to need this. So the non-Jews will serve us in the Messianic era as farmers and as people who are planting vineyards. That's the way the Gemara, at least Ula, understands this discrepancy: would he live forever in the after resurrection or not? Rav Chista, third contradiction. This is brought by between in Psukim. Rav Chista, he brings a question, contradiction. See, it says in one pasuk in Yeshayahu, "V'chafra halavara ubusha achama ki malach Hashem tzvakos," says that the moon shall be ashamed, and the sun shall be ashamed, because Hashem will reign. And this indicates the sun and the moon will no longer shine at the end of the day. It's going to be too embarrassed, as the word, the light of God will be so overpowering. But then another pasuk in Yeshayahu, it says, "Vaya or alavana, korachama v'orachama yeshiva saim kor shivas yamim." Another pasuk says, "The light of the moon shall be the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of the 7 days." So maybe this refers to the Marshal says that the Gemara in Chagiga, which says that Hashem when Hashem created, the first days of creation, He created this powerful light that God hid for the future. So maybe that's referring to this type of light here. But in any case, there's one pasuk which seems to indicate that the light of God, as it were, will overpower the light of the sun and the moon, and there'll be no more. And the other pasuk says, no, the light of the moon and sun will be very powerful. So the Gemara says, lo kasha kad liyibos ha-mashiach kalom haba. So in the Messianic era, the days of the Mashiach, the sun and the moon will shine more brightly. And in the Olam Haba, because there are two different time periods. In the Messianic era, so then the sun, the moon will shine brightly. But in the world to come, a little bit later on, and that's a totally different situation. And then there will only be the light of Hashem. They won't have the light of the moon and the light of the sun. Now, then the Gemara says, but what about Shmuel? When Shmuel, the Amar, Ein Bein Almozeli Mosem Shiach Ela Shibud Golios Bilvad. So Shmuel, we're going to discuss this position of Shmuel, the famous debate as to this, and the Rishonim take different sides on this. Will the Messianic era be fundamentally different than this world? Or will it be just like this world, except there will be world peace? And we'll be freed from subjugation. In other words, will the world, the Messianic era, look like the world as it exists now? That's the Rambam's position. It's based on Shmuel. Or will the Messianic era be completely different? So according to Shmuel, who says that the Messianic world will be just like this world, so how can you say that in the Messianic world, the light of the moon is going to be so much brighter, the light of the sun is going to be so much brighter? How could that be? How could that be? So, Gemara says, Lokasha, Kabbachar Sani, Kabbachar Shkina. So then, according to Shmuel, both these psukim have to be talking about the Olam Haba, and in Olam Haba, there are different camps. Even Olam Haba, there are different camps. In the camp of the righteous, so then you can have the sun, the light of the sun, light of the moon, very bright. And in the camp of Hashem's presence, there will only be the light of God. In other words, even in Olam Haba, according to Shmuel, up in the heaven, it mirrors this world as well. In the Olam Haba, there will be a somewhat holy area, and an even holier area. There will be an area where the tzaddikim will be. Then there will be the Machne Shechina, where the sun and the moon won't even shine. So the point is that the heavenly world mimics this world as well to some extent. The final contradiction that the Gemara brings, and this is Rava, he's Rabbi Ksiv, he says that there's a contradiction, Ani Abis Vechya, Ksiv Bachatziv Ani Arpa. He says that I will kill and I'll bring to life, means that seems to indicate on the surface it seems to mean that he will, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring back to life only. And in the second pasuk it says, "Machatzi divrei arpa," I wounded, I will heal, which indicates Hashem will only heal the wounded. So, is he going to revive the dead, or is he only going to heal the wounded? So what does this mean exactly? The Marsha actually says that he's bothered by the fact that Adi Amis Vechia are both plural, and Machatzi Vadir Pa, the Machatzi, that's in past tense. I'm sorry. Ani amis fechia is not in plural. It's in future tense. And machatzti is in past tense, and erpa is in future tense. So that's what he's bothered by. So the way Rava reconciles this, he says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ma shani memis, ani mechaya. So read like this. Ani amis ve'achia. That whoever I will kill, I will bring back to life. So there will be resurrection. V'hadar, and then ma shemachatzti. The person who I wounded when he was alive, ani erape, I will heal him. Meaning, this goes back to what we're saying, that when we are resurrected from the dead, we're going to be healed as well. So first, ani abis vechia. So first, you know, I kill people, I put people to death, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm going to bring them back to life. And it's true, machatzi, in the past, I injured them. I brought they were wounded, but then Erafe, I will heal them in the future after resurrection of the dead, like what we saw earlier. Finally, the Gemara says, Tadu Rabbanan, the rabbis teach, Adi Abis Fechia, I will kill and I will bring back to life. Yochel Shetei Misa Bechad V'chai Bechad. You might think that Adi Abis, I'm going to kill one person, and Misa Bechad V'chai Bechad, I'm going to bring someone to life, another person, just like Derech Shalom Noi, just like nowadays, the world now. Some people die and other people are born. One person dies, another person is born. How do we know it refers to the same person? Tamal Omar, machatzti vani erpa, I wounded and I will heal. Ma machitza refu ba'echa, just like that pasuk, that second half of the pasuk, the wounding and the healing will take place in one person. Af misa v'chayim ba'echa, so too death and bringing back to life will take place for the same person. Mikan, we see from here, tshuva, response, lo'rim ein tchias meisi min haTorah. Here we have a response to those who say there's no resurrection of the dead derived from the Torah. This is a hint from ani amis ve'achia b'chatzi ve'erpa. This is a hint to tchias meisi, to resurrection of the dead, as being sourced in the Torah.